You can trust the Bible. Living today in a world wherein people face such great problems, fears, and anxiety about what the future holds for them, many seek release from the pressures and frustration in whatever will bring some happiness into their lives. The avenues to personal pleasure are many, but at the end of these ventures, the problems usually are still there. The fears are yet in their lives. The unknown future causes them to seek more and more pleasure, to try to escape the reality of living in today's world. The accumulation of possessions, increased income, and wealth do not bring lasting peace and contentment. There is still an emptiness in the life and soul. It is an emptiness that only Almighty God can fill. The need for personal peace can only be met by the God of creation. He loves us, and He has prepared for us the way wherein we can find peace. Our innermost being will never find true, lasting peace and contentment until we find a personal relationship with the true and living God. There is only one place to find this path to God and to know Him and His peace, and it is found in the Holy Scriptures. The place to peace and the way to a path wherein we have life with joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, and all that we would like to have is found in the Bible. God is the only one who can meet your every need for personal peace. In the pages of the Bible God has given to us, He has shown to us how our every need can be met in this life on earth and for eternity after we die. The fear of death will be gone when we trust God's plan for our lives, for today and for life after death. Many people, and perhaps you, do not trust the Bible as the Word of God. Perhaps you do not believe in the living, personal, Almighty God. I share with you today the truth that you can trust the Bible. If you do not as yet trust the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, as the Word of Almighty God for your life, you have no secure foundation upon which to build this human life and to find real peace, security, understanding, true love, and the purpose in living. Without God and His Word in the Bible, you will live life on your own, and after a number of years, you will die. And what then? What has life meant to you? What hope and assurance do you have for the life that comes after death? And that life will come after death, either in heaven or in hell, according to God's Holy Scriptures. In order to trust the Bible, you have to have sufficient knowledge about the Holy Scriptures upon which to place your faith. You will find a foundation of knowledge that you need to trust God. My first reason for knowing the Bible is true is fulfilled prophecy. That is, God, through His chosen Jewish people, recorded for us events that would happen in the world hundreds of years before they occurred, even thousands of years. The events would involve nations, cities, and people. But above all, Bible prophecy would show to us the plan of Almighty God for our lives that would give us peace now and perfect assurance of going to heaven for eternity. In Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3, God called Abraham to be the father of our Hebrew people. God said He would bless the entire world through the descendants of Abraham. Through the Hebrew people, God gave to us His holy scriptures, the Bible. The prophecies also included what would happen in the lives of people as they became Bible believers and put their trust in God, the Bible, and God's plan for the forgiveness of our sins through the Messiah. The Bible states that all people have sinned. We know this is true. It is evident as we look about us, as we read the newspapers, listen to the news, the tragic things that happen because of the sinfulness in the lives of people. There has never been, nor is there now, a perfect man or woman upon earth except the Messiah when He was here. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says in Romans 3:23. It is worth it for you to spend the time to see that the Bible is true and reliable. If we trust God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, what are some of the promises that God has given to you and to me? I share some of these with you as a small sampling of what God has promised to the people who trust Him. My dear friend, it is worth it to read the Bible and to see for yourself that you can base your life upon it. It is worth it, and every bit of time you invest in reading the Scriptures will prove to bring great peace and joy that you will find in no other reading. All of the following quotations are found in the Bible. I will just give you the book, the chapter, and the verse. John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Forgiveness of sin will be ours as we trust Messiah Jesus, God's Son, as the one who took upon Himself the punishment due us for our sins. When our sins have been forgiven by God, we will have everlasting life in heaven after we leave this life by death. Psalm 41 and verse 10 says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. When Almighty God is truly our God, as we trust Him, we will have strength for every situation and need. I know we can do quite a bit with natural ability, training, education, but God will help us through all of our problems. He will deliver us from all fear. He will take away dismay and hopelessness. He will give joy in the place of tears. Psalm 46 and verse 1 promises, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we have situations that we cannot handle and cannot solve, when disaster strikes, God says He will be our refuge and strength. He will be with us, and we will never be alone. God will deliver those who trust Him, but we must trust Him. We must know Him personally through the Scriptures. Psalm 23 and verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will all walk that path someday, I will fear no evil, for Thou, that's God, art with me. When we are ill and death is imminent, God will be with us in that hour and give us peace, if we know Him as our Redeemer from sin, if we are His children through faith in Messiah Jesus. There will be no fear when the Bible believer faces death, for God is with him or her to take that dear believer to heaven immediately upon facing death here. John chapter 5 and verse 24 reads, He that heareth my, Messiah Jesus' word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522, or email me at ggruen@djazz.com. That's ggruen at djazz.com. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in His way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity. The contentment and peace of which I speak is possible, but only when we trust Almighty God and His plan for our lives. Lasting personal peace with stability, with a future that is filled with security, is offered to us by Almighty God in His Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Why is it that so many people know not the peace of God in daily living and the future? Why is it that people know very little about the Bible, and most have really not read it? Men and women, beginning in their youth, will spend much time to find a loving relationship. They will spend years in getting a good education, and they will spend a lifetime to acquire the material things of this life in order that they might find happiness through their possessions. But many people will take little or no time to read the Bible, wherein they will find the way to true, lasting love, peace, and joy. Countless numbers of people have turned away from knowing God and the Bible because of the actions of others who claim to live for God, and yet who do not live a godly life in their daily actions at work, at home, or in their relationships with other people. They perhaps go to some form of religious service on a weekend, but then during the week their lives do not show the kind of living that God gives to us in the Scriptures. How many people have said, "If that is what God is like, I don't want it." I do not ask you to put your faith and trust in the actions of people who might fail you, but I urge you to seek the truth about God and the Bible in the pages of the Bible itself. As you determine to know the truth about the authority and reliability of the Scriptures, God will lead you to know His truth. Pick up that Bible you have there in your home and read God's Word. Read in the New Covenant, the New Testament, the book of John, and find out what God has done for us and what He's provided for us. God's absolute truth, the Scriptures, made active in your life by faith in Him and in His Word, will bring to you real peace, contentment, satisfaction, guidance, and fulfillment in this life. I know this is true, because it has been my experience. And I share it with you because with all my heart, I know that in the midst of trial, trouble, disaster, affliction, all types of agony, God can give perfect peace. Trusting God's plan of forgiveness of sin will give you the absolute assurance that you are going to heaven when you die. Now, there are people that say, "I'm not afraid to die." But most of them are not dying. When the time comes to face eternity, even the person who has vowed to be a great non-believer in the Scriptures and God will be fearful because he is facing or she is facing an unknown future. My dear friend, God has provided for us for that future. And it takes away, as we trust his word, it takes away the fear of death and what comes after death. For the person who trusts God, the Bible, and Messiah Jesus, the major events of the future are known. The daily details are not known, but the love and provision of God in Messiah will care for us in every situation. One of the scripture verses that means a lot to me says, underneath are the everlasting arms. That is, in every one of our situations, Almighty God will uphold us and lift us up and see us through. I have been sharing with you the reasons why I know the Bible is true and why we can trust the Bible as the Word of God and find in it the foundation stone for faith and trusting God and what he has for us for today and for eternity. Fulfilled prophecy was the main reason that we can trust the Bible. We read the Old Testament verses. Now I'm speaking about the Jewish Holy Scriptures here, which usually is referred to as the Old Testament. We read verses about Abraham and the blessing God would give to the world through Abraham's descendants, the Hebrew people. That which God foretold thousands of years ago has been fulfilled in many parts and is yet to be fulfilled in its entirety. Today I will share with you a number of Bible verses that are recorded in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament, written by Jewish men of God, as God recorded through them what he wanted us to know in future events. The first one that I would read to you is chapter 48, verses 16 and 17 of the book of the Jewish man of God, Isaiah. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. Who's speaking? An eternal being, yes, God, a member of the Godhead. And now the Lord God, second person in this verse, and his Spirit, the third person in this verse, hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord, Jehovah thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Jehovah thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. In this prophecy, the speaker, no doubt, is an eternal one. And yet the speaker is sent to earth by God and his Spirit. The sent one is the Holy One of Israel, who is called thy Redeemer. Again, in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, how is this Redeemer to come to earth? In what form? In what manner? We read, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel in Hebrew means God with us. The word for virgin in the Hebrew is Alma. When Alma is used in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, it always refers to a virgin. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verses 6 and 7, we find another prophecy about the one whom God would send to earth. We read, for unto us a child is born. So he would come, born as a child. Unto us a son is given. He would be a son. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now it is noted in this one prophecy two aspects of this one who sent to earth. He is born as a child and has a work to perform for us, where according to the previous prophecy, he would provide salvation for us or redemption. in his coming, there is a second aspect of it in this verse, which speaks of his ruling the world. In Jeremiah 23, beginning with verse 4 and on, we read, "And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Jehovah the Lord." Now this part of the prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. You will see why as I continue reading. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord," or Jehovah, "our righteousness." The one sent by God will be called by the name of God, Jehovah, our righteousness. He will bring peace to the world and to Israel. God has brought our Jewish people back into the land beginning in 1948 when they became a nation, and he is caring for them. But the day is coming in the future, perhaps soon, when Messiah will return and bring peace to Israel and the world. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522, or email me at ggruen@djazz.com. That's ggruen@djazz.com. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity. Whom do you trust to be absolutely honest with you? Your spouse, a member of your family, or a friend, a religious leader? There are many people who have been disillusioned in the matter of trust and confidence because of the failure of someone to be truthful and reliable. This happens in homes, in business, in religion, and in virtually all areas of human relationships. Because of dishonesty that touches so many lives, people have become very skeptical when a person talks of someone or something that you can absolutely trust without any hesitation, caution, or fear. As I present the Bible to you today as the Word of the living God of eternity, God's book that you can trust and base your life on, there are people who will have doubts about trusting God in the Bible. Perhaps you are an agnostic or an atheist. The experiences you have had in life have brought you to the conclusion that you do not believe in a living, almighty God. I share with you today what God has said to us in His Holy Scriptures, the Bible. It is not my writing or philosophy of life, but to me it is the clear teaching that God wants us to know. By placing my complete trust and faith in the living God and His Bible, I have experienced great peace, contentment, joy, and guidance, and security for this life and for eternity when I die. I urge you today to consider what God has said to us in the Bible. Do not permit the disappointments of the past, the failures of people to be honest, and the lack of faith in your friends or family to keep you from seriously considering what the Bible teaches and what God has promised to all people who will trust Him. To seek God will be the most important investment of time in all of your life. You can trust God and the Bible to be absolutely truthful, and that you can find in Him the answer to the questions of life. There are many reasons why I know the Bible is true. The first reason is fulfilled prophecy. Almighty God recorded for us in the Bible events that would take place hundreds and thousands of years in the future. The prophecies from God recorded in the Holy Scriptures the Old Testament and the New, that should have been fulfilled by this time have come to pass. These fulfillments have been recorded in the Scriptures as well as parts in secular history. After I complete this section on Bible prophecy, I will deal with archaeology, personal experience, and perhaps science and the theory of evolution. In the past programs in this series, I have shared with you many Bible scriptures that have given to us a picture of the one whom God would send to earth. This one would come the first time to bring us personal peace, and then come a second time to bring world peace. Personal peace can be realized in the life of any person who trusts what God has done for us to bring us this peace. World peace is yet in the future, but it will come after a time of great turmoil, stress, suffering, and death in the world. God will bring judgment upon people who shake their fists at Him and who curse and blaspheme His holy name. I have read in the Bible, Book of Revelation, the great judgments that God will bring upon this sinful world. All that I could help you to see that you need to put your trust in Almighty God and His plan of forgiveness of sin through Messiah Jesus. Now let us listen to God's Word in the Bible. In the Holy Scriptures book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 30 and verse 4, we read, "Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?" The Almighty God of eternity speaks of His Son here in the Old Testament. In Psalm 22, recorded by King David of Israel, we read in verse 22 and following, "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake their head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighteth in him. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They parted my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." This is a picture of death by crucifixion. And yet, when this psalm was written by King David of Israel over 1,000 years B.C., there was no such manner of death by crucifixion. Death by crucifixion was brought into use by the Romans and was used at the time of the death and resurrection of Messiah Jesus. The way Jesus died was foretold by God over 1,000 years before it happened. The greatest single chapter of prophecy about the coming of the Messiah was given to the Jewish man of God, Isaiah, over 700 years B.C. I will read the 12 verses of the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Listen to God's word. "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity or the sins of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living," that's death, For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he, or they, made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, that is, he'll see life after his death, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge or by knowing him shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities or their sins. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He bears the sin of many, this one who dies for our sins. He doesn't bear the sin of all, because not everyone will believe him and trust him. I have trusted him, and I thank God that Messiah Jesus came in fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy and died for my sins, that I might be forgiven. His death provided the Old Testament atonement, the blood of atonement, that was required for a person to be forgiven of sin by God. God would forgive the sinner if that individual would accept his way of forgiveness. Any honest, seeking heart will recognize that this prophecy in Isaiah 53, given over 700 years B.C., speaks of Jesus, who is the Messiah of Israel. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522, or email me at ggruen@djazz.com. That's ggruen at djazz.com. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity. You can trust the Bible, part 4. You can base your life upon the Holy Scriptures, for the Bible is absolutely reliable in gaining the knowledge we need to know God and his plan for our lives. In this plan, you will find the way to experience true personal peace. The Bible, as you read it, will prove to you that it is the Word of Almighty God and that you can trust it beyond question. Of the hundreds of prophecies in the Old and New Testaments that have already been literally fulfilled, I will go into more of these prophecies and will show you detailed fulfillments that prove beyond any intellectual question that the Bible is absolutely true and reliable. You can base your life and future on what God has said to us in his recorded word, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. But perhaps you would like to know how you can rely upon the Bible because of facts in history that are recorded outside of the Bible but confirm what the Bible says. One of the great areas that will give you this knowledge is that of archaeology. Archaeology is the scientific study of life and culture of ancient peoples, as by excavation of ancient cities, relics, artifacts, etc. In Israel and the Middle East, for many years, ancient cities have been uncovered and the remains studied. From these studies, evidence has been uncovered that substantiates the record given to us in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament, and the New. Many of the hundreds of places mentioned in the Bible have been substantiated by the excavations of archaeologists to date. Kings, rulers, and events mentioned in the Bible have been verified by what has been uncovered when ancient cities and places have been found by the excavations. Those who are critical of the Bible have to acknowledge the discoveries of archaeologists that confirm the biblical record as accurate. There are many examples of this, and I will share with you a little of what I have read, where critics have had to change their minds about the Bible's reliability. They have doubted it, but now they have to accept it. For years, critics insisted that the story of Abram's rescue of Lot in Genesis chapter 14 was not historically accurate. They said that the names of the kings listed in the Bible were fictitious because secular history did not mention them. They also said that the biblical account of the king of Babylon serving the king of Elam was not possible. The Bible states that Abraham and his followers defeated the united armies of four powerful kings, but the critics said this was absurd. But in spite of the critics, the findings of archaeologists have confirmed these accounts given in the Old Testament. The Holy Scriptures given by God are true, and the critics have been proven wrong. The evidence discovered by the archaeologists shows that the king of Babylon did serve the king of Elam, as the Bible states. Another discovery confirmed that a warlike expedition of the character described in the scriptures pursued others to subdue a rebellion. For years it was said that the Old Testament writers had invented the Hittite tribe, since the existence of the Hittites could not be confirmed. However, in 1911 and 1912, a Professor Winkler discovered thousands of clay tablets at Bogoskoy, the site of the Hittite capital. The existence of the Hittite Empire is now extensively proven and documented. There have been people who questioned the existence of King Solomon's reign as given in the Bible, as well as saying he could not have had thousands of horses and chariots that are mentioned in the Bible book of 1 Kings chapter 10 and verses 26 through 29. Excavations of Megiddo, which was one of the five chariot cities, found ruins of thousands of stalls for Solomon's horses and chariots. New archaeological discoveries continue to confirm the accuracy of all of the Bible. You might enjoy reading the Biblical Archaeological Review that is filled with these reports. Just one final comment on these finds that confirm the accuracy of the Bible. In the Bible book of Isaiah, chapter 20 and verse 1, we read, "In the year that Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him, and fought against Ashdod and took it." Critics of the Bible said that there was no such King Sargon in history, and the Bible was wrong. Archaeologists have dug up the throne room of King Sargon, and the name of King Sargon is there for all to see. Sargon was the king of Assyria from B.C. 718 to 715, the successor of Almanazar and predecessor of Sennacherib. Sargon's general was named Tartan. When will these people who try to find fault with the Bible ever learn that they are the ones who do not present the truth? Almighty God is real, living, and true, and His recorded word, the Bible, can be trusted as the recorded will of God for our lives, for the days in which we live, and for eternity. Another reason I have for putting my complete faith and trust in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is that of my own personal experience. The Bible was written over a period of about 1,600 years by 40 or so authors who were given the words of the true and living God of eternity. In God's recorded word, the Bible, we have an accurate account of God's dealings with this world and humanity since he created all things as recorded in the book of Genesis. In order for God to give his plan of forgiveness of sin to all people, he called out Abraham to father the Hebrew or Jewish people through whom God would record his book, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, and through whom he would send to earth the Messiah to provide the blood of atonement for all people. The Bible makes it very clear to us how we can have a right relationship with the God of creation, how we can know God has forgiven us of our sins. By trusting God's plan for us, we can have the absolute assurance that our sins have been forgiven and that we are going to heaven when we die. Outside of the Bible, do you know of anyone who has written a book that can give you the assurance of how you can be forgiven of sin? Do you know of any book that can guarantee you true peace in these days in which we live? Do you know of any book that can guarantee you peace when you die with the assurance that you know you're going to heaven? I thank God that as a young person, I heard his word. When I was quite young, I thought the Bible was just a strange book and that there were no such things as angels or anything. But then one day, I faced the issue of death, and I knew that there must be something after death. It was inconceivable for me to think that I would die and disappear and there would be nothing left, no consciousness, nothing. It turned me to seek God and the Bible, and I went to a place where the Bible was taught in its completeness, giving to us the way of how we can be forgiven of sin. I learned that Romans chapter 11 and verse 17 was true. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you read the word of God, the scriptures, and find in it, in the new covenant, in the book of John, and in the other books in the New Testament too, you will learn how God provided Jesus to come to earth that we might know how to be forgiven of sin by accepting him as our sin-bearer. He died on the tree to take our sins away. And I am so grateful that I learned that as a young man. And I thank God that Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 are true. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I did. I accepted Jesus as my Jewish Messiah and Redeemer from sin. I know my sins are forgiven, and oh, how I praise God. I know when I die I'm going to heaven. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.